This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Wednesday, April 30, 2008. Threefold Blessing. The scripture is Isaiah 19, verse 24. In that day Israel will be the third, along with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing on the earth. National hatreds can go a long way back. Consider international relations in Isaiah's day. Egypt was the country that had enslaved Israel centuries earlier. One of its Old Testament names is Rahab, which means terror, because the Israelites lived there in the kind of terror that only an enslaved people can know. Assyria was the superpower of Isaiah's day. The highway between Assyria and Egypt was a bloody road. On that highway, those two great powers had met each other often in battle. Too bad the road ran through Palestine. Israel often found itself caught in the middle. But Isaiah saw a day of miraculous change. Egypt would worship the Lord. Its people would build an altar to God, raise up border banners, and cry out to God. In fact, something even more amazing would happen. Israel, Assyria, and Egypt would all come together in their worship of the Lord God. All three peoples would become a blessing and be blessed. The Lord would bless them, saying, "Blessed be Egypt, my people, Assyria, my handiwork, and Israel, my inheritance." Blessings that once described Israel alone were now pronounced on those who were once trapped in paganism. Emmanuel is the Savior of all the nations. Is Emmanuel your Savior and Lord? Pray for the day when peoples everywhere will worship Christ together. Would you pray with me? Father, you are faithful to all your promises. May the day soon come when peoples everywhere will worship you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.